This little boy is too young to understand how last week's earthquake will shape his life. He simply wants his mother. It's bitterly cold in Jindaris, a town in the rebel-held district of Afrin, in one of the areas worst hit by the earthquake in northwestern Syria. These people were forced onto the streets after their homes were destroyed. Conditions are harsh and resources short.
I was asleep when the earthquake happened. The wall collapsed on me and I broke my arm and leg. And now I'm here in the cold. I'm at a loss for words.
There are too few tents for the number of people here. There are about 3 families per tent. About 200 people are out in the open. You can see it with your own eyes. The cold is killing us. The hunger and the sickness. I'm a woman with diabetes.
For some, it's a struggle to speak. This is what their town looks like now. Lives shattered, everything they know destroyed. The United Nations is calling it a crisis of colossal proportions that's affected more than 9 million people in Syria. And they desperately need help. Before the quake, aid for more than 4 million people was delivered through just one crossing. Syria's president has agreed to open 2 more from Turkey. But people here feel forgotten and say they should be a priority.
I've been sleeping on the ground. It's now 7 days of sleeping rough. My children are getting sick from the cold. I can't imagine a situation worse than this.
Pain and suffering may not be new to many who have endured years of war, but it's one of the biggest tragedies that's befallen them, and now they're just trying to survive. Laura Khan, Al Jazeera.